It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, good morning. How are you this morning? Better shape than you were yesterday morning, huh?
Much better shape, but I'm going to start off the weather with something that's not the weather.
Oh, okay.
But I want you to listen to this because I saw it as a news story this morning, and I thought at first I was looking at an ad, and I'm not. It's absolutely true. From this morning's Poughkeepsie Journal, okay?
Okay.
The following is a true news item now. Understand this, and you can pick up the Poughkeepsie Journal, and you'll find it in there this morning. Pornhub, an international pornography company, is launching a free leaf removal promotion. And of all places, it has chosen Dutchess County as the area to debut the service. The adult video website is teaming with Poughkeepsie-based Dutchess Lawns for a three-day promotion in which Dutchess residents and businesses can receive free leaf removal. The request will be satisfied today through Friday on a first-come, first-served basis, according to Jay Lotcha, Chief Executive Officer of Dutchess Lawns. Now, how do you get your free leaf removal? Any home or business can receive the service by sending a request to the following email address. Are you ready? blows@pornhub.com. blows@pornhub.com. Customers must include their name, address, telephone number, and proof of address at the request, and they must present valid ID matching the request when the crew arrives, according to Pornhub. That's amazing.
Is that really legit?
It's really legit. It was in the Poughkeepsie Journal. It's a real news story. blows@pornhub.com.
I can't believe
that. What's the world coming to, Pat?
I have no idea.
My grandmother is not only rolling over in her grave, she's going to dig herself out and roll on the ground.
My goodness. Holy Christmas. Well, I don't have to worry about that. We have gardeners that come in and do all of it. Thank goodness for that.
And you don't live in Dutchess County. So.
And I don't live in Dutchess, right, exactly. Well,
right.
we do have a sunny day today. Enjoy it. Mid-50s, partly cloudy, low 30s tonight. Clouding up Friday. Rain will develop, but it won't come in, Marshall, until later in the day. What's later? After 3 p.m.
On Friday.
And right, so that's 45 to 50, but then it's going to pour Friday night. So if there's any high school games, you have a problem there. And Saturday will be a blustery day with some sun. Gusty winds, some scattered showers, and the temps somewhere in the mid and upper 40s. Your Sunday is a sunny, breezy day with highs in the mid 40s. Monday, we'll start with sun. It will cloud up. We'll be in the 40s. It looks like a rain event for us on Tuesday. Again, heavy rain Tuesday. And then everybody will share in the cold wave that will come in on Wednesday of next week.
So we won't get snow next week then?
If you do, it's on the tail end of the storm, so it's nothing of consequence. I would hit harder the wind and the cold that's coming in on Wednesday.
All right. Wow.
So, for you, next Tuesday, again, going to the city is going to be a problem because it is going to be raining.
Wow.
Yeah. You're going to have to think about it.
Oh, well.
Anyway. I'd like to see if the modeling is going to pan out for Thanksgiving. Because for the last several days, the computer models have been forecasting a storm the day before, Wednesday. And then, of course, Thanksgiving Day would be behind the storm.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is wind. And
Thanksgiving,
a lot of wind,
the parade,
and it would be interesting to see how that is going to, if it pans out, and how that will take its effect on the parade.
Now it's come. We're only about 10 days away from our prediction of first measurable snow.
I said the 19th.
Yeah, I said the 16th.
Right.
So I'm 8 days, and you're 11 days.
Right.
What do our chances look like in the forecast?
Well, the storm next week, obviously, is what Oh, no, so that's a 13. Well, there is going to be a storm, but the storm that we're looking at is that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's the storm. That's on the 21st, and it looks like rain right now. So if anything, we probably have to look. Well, you know, we don't know really what is going to happen. Although computer models are saying nothing will happen after the storm of next week on Tuesday. Once that goes by, they're saying things are going to remain calm until the following week. So if that's the case, there'll be a lot of cold air, but there's not going to be no, measurable snowfall. That's for sure.
Well, I guess I have to hope for something freak to happen next Tuesday because that would be my last shot, really.
Yeah, it could be your last shot. Yeah, although, you know, the weather is weird up there. You know as well as I do. How many nights have you reported 3 inches of snow when everybody around you had flurries?
Well, it's been bizarre. That day, I'll never forget last year, the day it started snowing. It snowed very lightly for like 2 days, and we wound up getting like 5.5, 6 inches of snow. And it wasn't in anybody's forecast. It just kept snowing lightly.
Right. I do remember that. Yep. I kept saying, "Are you sure, Marshall?
Yeah, snowing and snowing and snowing.
Yeah. I do remember that. Oh. And that was it. My handyman came in yesterday, and he put up my rubber shed. Let me tell you, Marshall, the guy really works very well. He's very neat. He's very thorough. At one point, I went out there, and he was putting in the walls. You put that up after the base, you put the walls up. And I'm watching him put up the walls, you know, and he's doing all of that, and then the roof. And he said to me, Pat, I have a question for you. Maybe you know. He said, you see those five, like, rods there? I said, yeah. They're silver. I said, yeah. He goes, do you see anywhere in that catalog, that the manual that they gave us, that they talk about that? So I sit down and I'm reading through the catalog. I said, no. I said, maybe because it has something to do with the doors, when you get to the doors. He goes, okay, fine. So he gets the roof on, everything. Now we're at the doors. It's got nothing to do with the doors. So I said, what do you think? He said, and there's only one hole at one end of them. Huh. He said, could it be maybe for shelving? I said, I don't know. He said, well, he said, yeah, maybe they were just putting the box wrong. I said, well, maybe so. So he left. I called the company. Huh. I waited about 10 minutes on hold. I asked her, I gave her the model number. She goes, well, I'm going to tell you it's an easy fix, although you may not think so. I said, well, where do they go? She said, they go between each wall panel. I said, but it doesn't say that. She said, I don't know what to tell you about that, but that's where they go. She said, so if you take off the roof with a mallet, a rubber mallet, you should be able to bang them down between the seams of each wall panel. So I quickly called my guy back. And he said, are you kidding me? I said, no. I said, she said it's an easy fix. Just take off the roof. He said, it's not that easy. He goes, I'll see when I come over on Friday, because he's doing some other stuff. So I went out there and said, he's right. There are screws all over the place to get off that roof and cross beams and everything like that to get these things in. My question is, if the shed is up right now, it's pretty sturdy without those things, why even bother?
Because the first time you get snow or something, and it would say snow builds up on it, you don't want it to collapse.
You really think this is going to make a difference?
How slanted is the roof?
It's one of those peak roofs, you know, like a chapel.
50-50, take your chances. But, yeah, I think I'd take my chances.
I'm going to leave it up to him.
Yep, I think so.
He wants to do it, do it. But anyhow, the outdoor furniture goes in the shed.
All right. Well, we have to get in the shed right now, too.
Yeah, go ahead. You go in the shed. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.